Tak. Hey, everybody, this is Patty Vasquez. I'm broadcasting live from Springfield, the capital of Illinois, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio in the Tribune Towers, Dr. Daphne Scott, our positivity expert. Dr. Daphne, we need so much positivity. We need all the positivity.
We need a lot of resilience is what we need.
Resilience.
Yes.
Well, we have – have you met – I haven't met Renee, but we have – I want us all to meet Renee Librana, who is on the line with us right now. She's the owner of the Neighborhood Pub. Hmm. What's the name of the pub? Hi, Renee. How are you doing tonight? I'm having trouble with my documents. Our public house. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very well. You have an important event coming up. It's a weird time. How would you describe the sort of reality we've now entered into as a country? What's it feel like for you?
I'm frightened, and I'm ready to put my, you know, boots back on to get out there and do what needs to be done. I live in one of the most diverse neighborhoods, and everyone here is worried.
Yeah.
Now, we've had guests on the show, including state representatives who have said, because I've mentioned this, and he knows that I've talked about it, Representative John Cabello, who represents the Rockford area. I asked him what he had to say to people who were scared, just the way you said, and I am worried and frightened as well. And I know that, and I've had listeners text us and say, I'm offended. They actually have said this, Daphne, Renee, everybody. They have said they're offended that I'm saying people are afraid. I'm not sure what there is to be offended when someone shares their genuine feelings. But, you know, that's the truth. And Representative Cabello has said people who are afraid are being ridiculous. And I don't, you know, okay, fine. You know what? I accept yours. If you can't accept the way I feel, I guess I have to go ahead and accept what you say. But I'm also going to do something about it. And that's what you're doing, Renee. Tell us a little bit about Love Trump's Hate.
After the election, a lot of my friends were very upset, and we wanted to do something that would be more positive. So we basically put a call out there to all of our artist friends to make artwork. Not that necessarily was bashing Trump, but that was, you know, more out of love and diversity and unity.
Right.
And when I got the first piece, and that's always a little nerve-wracking because you don't know what you're going to get. But the first in a burqa at the Pride Parade with a gay flag. And I think that speaks on many levels to diversity and inclusion.
Mm. I agree.
And I think so many of the things that we saw tonight, because tonight was our opening, which we raised over $700, and we're trying to do fundraisers that give money to the organizations that will be having their funding cut. And unfortunately, a lot of what's going on, and I know people ended, I totally wrote an article about this event, but it's just about being afraid that people don't even know they're voting against themselves. They're voting to get rid of Obamacare, are actually on the Affordable Care Act.
Correct. No, Daphne, this is something I saw someone get in an argument on social media. They were going back and forth, and this guy was saying, I can't wait for them to repeal Obamacare. It was a complete failure. And somebody else responded, well, hey, great. Now you're hoping that millions of people lose their insurance. And this guy said, hey, I'm on the Affordable Care Act. If they had just gotten on the Affordable Care Act, they'd be fine. I'll be fine. No, really.
Right.
So I can't say this enough times. The Affordable Care Act is Obamacare because people decided to label something that they wanted to disparage by attaching President Obama's name to it.
Right.
Obamacare is Affordable Care Act. Affordable Care Act is Obamacare. I'm going to say that over. I don't know how many times I got to say it.
Appreciate you clearing it up, Patty.
Yes.
Clearing it up. So necessary.
It is.
Yes.
But I'm sorry, Renee. Continue.
A few people. Oh, that's okay. We also had a few people that initially didn't want to come because we were giving money to Planned Parenthood. And they don't believe in abortion. So we had to explain to them that is the smallest amount of what they do. And what is actually happening is you're taking away general wellness from women who can't afford, you know, to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Or are in a place where there is no, you know, clinic near them.
Correct.
And again it's just like misinformation.
Yes. People do, and I get it. I get the people associated with that, because when women are, you know, feeling as though they have nowhere to turn, Planned Parenthood has been someplace that they have gone for help. But that's not just for, you know, for cases in which they're pregnant. I've told this story before. When I was 22 years old and I had abnormal cells and I did not have health insurance and I could not afford treatment, I went to Planned Parenthood and I had pre-cancerous cells removed, and they based the charges on my income. It cost me $123 to have a biopsy, to have those cells removed, and to have peace of mind, and to treat my, and to really, they saved my life. And mm-hmm. I will defend Planned Parenthood. I stand behind, I stand with, I sit, whatever, it would crawl behind, put them on my bed, whatever.
you know, crawl. I like that you crawling behind, actually. I think this is a new approach.
I know, sit, stand, whatever it takes. So yeah. Yes.
I crawl behind the groups that I support.
Well, yeah, in case they need to take a seat, you know,
they can sit
on my back. I'm just tired.
It's been a long day.
It will make the march that much longer if you're crawling.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I got bad knees. I have really, really bad knees. So how can people attend one of your events? What's going on? It's for 4 weeks. Is that right?
Correct. So they can come by. We're always taking donations, and many of the artists who have put their art up, not all of it is for sale, but a good portion is, and they're either donating a portion of it or all of the sales for that art piece to Planned Parenthood.
That's a great job. It's something that, and again, this is love Trump hates. Love Trump's hate? Wait mm-hmm. a minute.
Love Trump's mm-hmm. hate, yeah.
I really, the reality that we're living in, the things that have happened in the last 24 hours, I'm still kind of struggling with our new narrative, I guess, is the way to put it. And I think this is a great thing that you're doing. And for people who want to be cynical about it, still, you know, find out what people are worried about, you know. Mm-hmm. Renee, tell us a little bit more about your pub.
It's a neighborhood pub. And when I started to go in to do the build out of it, I had been at another place that I had distanced myself from my business partner. And when we started working on it, anywhere from 20 to 40 of my customers would show up and help us paint and varnish and everything. Mm-hmm. So when it came time to name it, they were saying they wanted to call it Renee's, and I was not really comfortable with that. So
right.
Someone came up with the name Our Public House, but pronounced O-U-R. So along with this, we had a wine dinner where we gave money to the ACLU. I work closely with the Just Harvest, the Haitian organization in my neighborhood, because I feel you're only as good as the neighborhood around you. Everyone has to be built up together.
Mm. Oh, that's such a great perspective. Well, go ahead, Daphne.
Well, the other thing I want to add to this, and I think this really came through, and he didn't use these exact words, but in President Obama's farewell speech, and Renee, I hear it coming from you, is this is all in service to taking responsibility. And I think this is, you know, and meaning that you're willing to take action. And I think that's really what, you know, President Obama was speaking about. He was really telling the American people, you know, take responsibility for what we're creating, either consciously or unconsciously. Take action. And I really hear you doing that. It's really inspiring. And you're doing it where it matters, in your own neighborhood, you know. Like, you're going to change the part of, you're going to be that change that you need to be in the world and your world. So if you can impact that part of it, that's really something. That's really amazing.
It helps right now, considering what's coming down the pipe.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. I mean, we can go into victim consciousness and sit back and, you know, and that's what fear does to us. It can paralyze us for the moment. And once we can, and we can continue to feel afraid and still take action wisely, which is what it sounds like you're doing, which is really inspiring. So thank you.
It was also wonderful. One thing all of us have been saying is the music and artwork that's going to be coming out of the next 4 years is going to be amazing.
Yeah, that's probably very true.
I agree. Let's rock it out, or
rock,
you know,
or
cry it out, work
it out,
whatever it takes. Do something. Yeah, dance it out. Thank you so much again. Where can people get information for going to your shows?
You can go to ourpublichouse.com or on our Facebook page at Our Public House, or our Twitter account.
So that's our public, just the letter R, public house.
Correct.
And we look forward to having you on the show again. Good luck with this. And Daphne, let's go. Let's go next week.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, when you're back in town.
When I'm back in town, we will go to our public house. I love it.
Let's do that. Excellent. Right. Oh, the address again. What's the address, Renee?
It is 1508 West Jarvis.
Excellent. Yay. And that's in the, what number, neighborhood is that?
Rogers Park. We're right off the L-stop.
Easy peasy. Let's go do that. Yeah, we can do that.
We don't even have to drive.
Everyone, field trip to Rogers Park. Sounds good to me. Excellent. Have a great night, Renee. We'll talk to you again soon. Renee. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.